America Weekend.
When America's looking for something exciting to eat, America heads for Taco Bell.
All the things you love so much, made before your eyes with the Taco Bell touch. With no sauce, hot sauce, or mild sauce too, the Taco Bell just made for you.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time once again to talk about business. More specifically, America's business. Here is Ted David.
Who doesn't like fast food and who doesn't like a taco? Well, have you ever thought about opening, say, your own Taco Bell? According to Business Insider, the average Taco Bell will cost you somewhere between $175,000 and $2.5 million to open. The cheapest route for someone looking to get into the Bell game is to try to buy an existing franchise, which you can snap up for as little as $175,000, but which could cost you more than $1 million. Of course, if a franchise is selling their business, you might want to question their reasons for wanting to unload in the first place, since the average Taco Bell brings in sales of at least $1.4 million a year. According to The Consumerist, opening a new Taco Bell will run you anywhere from $1.2 million to $2.5 million. This includes construction costs, because you can't run a full-fledged Bell out of the back of your 1980 Datsun. There's also, by the way, a $45,000 franchise fee. Regardless of whether you're buying a new or used Taco Bell, headquarters asks that all potential franchisees have a net worth of at least $1.5 million, including $750,000 in liquid assets. So merely having the $175,000 to buy a used Taco Bell in a rundown part of town won't be enough to pass muster. And after your Taco Bell is open and serving up gorditas and Dorito shell tacos, you still need to pay out 5.5% of your gross sales every year to your corporate overlords. That's America's business. I'm hungry, and I'm Ted David. And Ed, back to you.
Well, that's nice. Ted now in his car on his way over to Taco Bell to pick up the 22-pack, 11 soft tacos, 11 hard tacos, and he will be enjoying all 22, and I'm still here doing the show. Very nice. Ted will be back with us next week. Well, what are the worst jobs in the world if you are in a relationship? If you're married, if you have a boyfriend, if you have a girlfriend, if there's someone that's just always there. Honey, I'm home. That's what you say when you walk through the door after a long day at work. What type of reception do you receive from your significant other? Do you get the feeling that your significant other is thanking his or her lucky stars that you made it home safely? Or is he or she asking you a million questions about where you were all day, what you did, and the details of every single conversation you had? Well, if you feel as though you're under investigation each day, as though you're placing too much worry on your significant other, or if your job causes a great deal of arguments, your job and your relationship might not match up so well. Some careers are tougher on relationships than others. Using data on divorce rates, you could see where this is headed, and job stress, a list has been created of careers that make the work-love-life balance a lot harder. And when we talk about jobs that are tough on a relationship, we're not only referring to the obvious ones, like an exotic dancer. You may not expect some of these careers to throw salt on your relationship game, so here we go. Some of the worst jobs for a relationship. Number one, a casino worker or another gaming service worker. Many casinos are open 24/7, 365. Workers at these types of establishments often work irregular hours, and they may even have to work on holidays. Sounds like radio or television. In addition to working odd hours, casino workers may work around alcohol, gambling, and a party-like environment. This can place added strain on a relationship, too. A 2010 study of census data published by the Journal of Police and Criminal Psychology found that gaming services workers had one of the highest divorce rates relative to other occupations, with a divorce rate of 31%. 34% for gaming cage workers, whatever that is. This is exceptionally high when compared to the roughly 16% of Americans across all occupations who have been divorced or separated at the time of the data collection. And to top it all off, gaming services workers are only paid a median salary of about $27,000 a year. All right, maybe you shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. if your lot in life is dealing blackjack and you're only taking home about 27K, you can imagine how times are going to be a little tough on the home front. Honey, I have to work again Friday at 4 a.m. and I won't be home Saturday at 3 a.m. because I'll be dealing blackjack and running a roulette wheel. What about the next one? Oh, here's a good one. Your wife will love this. Honey, I'm now a massage therapist. We all know what it's like to have that green-eyed monster emerge. In an Oprah.com publication, Helen Fisher describes jealousy as a, quote, sickening combination of possessiveness, suspicion, rage, and humiliation, unquote. It's not unique to men or women, and even other species, like chimps and bluebirds. They're faced with jealousy as well. Given that the job of a massage therapist involves physical interaction, we probably don't even need to explain why this occupation could place a burden on a relationship. What type of clients did you have today? And what exactly did you do all day are some routine questions a massage therapist may hear from a jealous significant other. So, who did you rub today? That's pretty much where we're headed here. Massage therapists are paid a moderate salary, roughly $40,000 a year, to perform their services. According to the Journal of Police and Criminal Psychology study, the divorce rate across this occupation is exceptionally high at 38.2%. And isn't it a little bit obvious that we had to cite the Journal of Police and Criminal Psychology? Really? All right, again, these are some really bad jobs for your relationship. The next one, a waiter or bartender. Bartenders are consistently around people who are consuming alcohol. They are assigned the task of being in the center of it all, as a big part of their job is to improve the customer experience. It requires a certain degree of people skills to bartend, and some people are really great at it. You need to know how to mix drinks as well. When you're in a relationship, however, this job can be a source of problems. Bartenders may not know exactly what time they'll be home from work. They often have to wait until all of the customers leave the establishment so they can perform their side work before leaving for the night. The journal study found that bartenders have the second highest divorce rates at 38.4%. Waiters may face similar challenges to bartenders when it comes to maintaining a relationship. Odd hours, coupled with a unique work environment, can cause strain on any couple. Plus, waiters and bartenders may face financial issues, as they generally work for tips, which is a notoriously inconsistent form of income. And plus, you're around people who are inebriated, and their guard is down, their inhibitions disappear, and all of a sudden, the person that you're serving drinks to is asking if you'd like to spend a little time with them outside of the bar environment. The wife isn't going to like that. Next up, athlete, entertainer, or dancer. Famous marriages, separations, divorces, and remarriages are often in the public eye. And with a 28.5% divorce rate among athletes, performers, entertainers, and related workers, there's no shortage of juicy gossip in this arena. Get it, arena? Maybe it's the nature of the industry that places a strain on relationships. A large amount of travel, attention, and stress can place a burden on any couple. Dancers and choreographers are in a similar boat. Rated number one for the occupation that's most likely to get divorced, dancers and choreographers have a 43.1% divorce rate. Wow. So if you're a professional dancer, you're going into the marriage with pretty much a 50-50 shot that it just ain't going to work out. And the next one, and they list a whole bunch here, high-stress jobs. And you're thinking, you know, everybody has a high-stress job, and we all do, but they consider these to be a little higher in stress than most others. This list contains jobs on Forbes' list of the most stressful careers of 2014. Many of these careers involve elements of danger, where they feature long or irregular hours. Highly stressful careers are tough on an individual and on a couple as well. All right, here we go. This is what Forbes considers to be high-stress jobs that will pretty much just end your marriage and or relationship. And if it's an end or situation, you got other problems on your hand. Police or detective? That's true. You know, if you're a wife and your husband's a cop, let's say in an area, well, it doesn't have to be a high crime area anywhere. You worry that that person may not come home one night. A military service member. I have all the respect in the world for the spouse of someone who is fighting and serving overseas. You must constantly be wondering what is happening right this second. The next one, firefighter. Also, you never know what's going to happen. A pilot. there's always in the back of your mind the wonder and the curiosity if something could ever go wrong. An event coordinator. All right, honey, I can't take it anymore. You're coordinating just too many events. I want out. I'm calling Raoul Felder. I'm filing for divorce. That's it. I want out of here. I set up kids' birthday parties for a living, and my marriage is in shambles. Today on Jerry Springer. Senior corporate executive. Why? All right, it's a high-stress job, but why is this bad for your relationship? If you're a senior corporate executive, you're making a decent, not decent, you're making a wonderful amount of money, and that spouse or significant other should be quite happy about that. Whatever your job is, if you love that person, and if that person loves you, you'll work it out. Just don't become a massage therapist. Stay with us. When we come back, the states with the most expensive prisoners. Being a prisoner, that'll put a strain on your relationship. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Lucky bikers are those who have never had their ride towed. Tie down basics. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. A few hard and fast rules for strapping down a motorcycle for transportation. Use a high-quality, wide-strap, ratchet-style power tie secured to the front fork triple trees. Compress until most of the fork play is taken up. Invest in a quality locking front wheel chock. Your bike should rest straight up, never leaning over. Some bikers put the side stand down and the transmission in first gear. To keep the back end from sliding around, you must strap the rear wheel. First time you attempt to load your bike onto a truck or trailer, consult a pro. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
In just over seven seasons, this Hall of Fame goalie won six Stanley Cups. He recorded nearly as many shutouts as he had losses, and his goals against average is among the best ever.
Ed Abusick, blocked by the long arm of Ken Dryden. The pad, the arm, the glove always seems to be there.
So where is Ken Dryden now? Ken finished a law degree during a one-season contract holdout in 1973-74. He went on to write several books, including a hockey book called The Game. Ken was president and vice chairman of the Toronto Maple Leafs from 97 to 04, but he left to pursue politics, spending 7 years in Canada's parliament.
This election for me is personal because it's about Canada.
Whether it's pucks or politics, no shots get past Ken Dryden. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.